شورایتی هاش دارم کنتینیود خواف آل شمات هیت هم شنورم خیست جنوری 29th 1978 آن سندی کنتینیود
نخست شهید رسیش این واقع شرعی و بیان را دایت این واقع شرعی و بانی فنگا بیشی اما را یبیو و ایشی دیگا شید را دایت خواه ویو را دایت کنی دارتا اما را یبیو ویدی را بیشی so even if the circumstance is imminent in the nether itself so it can still be used as a test
Sure. In the dorm, Chav Gimel Shvat Hei Tav Shalom Tches, January 31st, 1978, on Tuesday.
We discussed several shotim in Pesach Mecharote, in Pesach Mecharote. The Ram is pshat, Rashi Nidor is pshat, Rashi Erev is pshat, the Rabbi Yisrael Pchir Sheir is pshat. Now, we didn't mention the Shiltes Pshat. I mean, there is a very long Yitziv on that Shiltes. And partial Yitziv. So the Shiltes discusses this deal. Now, he mentions the Gemara of Zion in Midor. Whether a Torah Sidori can be done by Mumed while the Chochem is Eimed, or it can only be done by Yushin, if the Chochem or the Gemara Yeter is Ayesh. So there are two Gersoyes in the Gemara. It all depends what the Pshat is. According to the Gersoy of the Ram, the Rashba, most Rishayim, So Ram Gamliel holds that it requires Yushe, because Ram Gamliel holds that it is Chim Charote, so it requires Pesach, and Pesach involves Iyun, so in Meir standing there cannot be real concentration. And Ram Nachman, who says that it can be done by Umed, he holds that Pesach Chim Charote, so in Meir it doesn't require any Iyun. Now then there is a Machlekes. That's the Gersel Moshe. But Rashi in Dorim and Rashi in Erevim, they are there as just the Hefer, because they have a different pshat in Pesach and Charote. So Rashi in Dorim is there is that Ram Gamliel holds Pesach and Charote, and Rav Nachman holds in Pesach and Charote. Now then there is a machleket between the Ram and the Rashba. Now, if we say Pesach in the Charot, so according to the Ram and the Rashba's gears, so then HaTorah Sidorim can be done even b'miumet, because Charot doesn't involve an Iyum. So the Ram shita is, so when can it be done b'miumet if the Chochem is matir on the basis of Charot? So then it doesn't have to concentrate, so you can even do it standing. It can be matir never. But if there is no charote and the heta chochem is based upon Pesach, so then even according to Rav Nachman, it requires yeshiva zadayon. It requires yeshiva. The Rashba is chet. Now the Shiltes in Parashat Vayetzei mentions this Gemara, but there is a slight variance in the gears. All right. Now, the Loshna Gemara, now you have to turn to the Gemara of Hanzai. Omar Rode, Omar Rav Nachman, that Hanzai no mevei, the second line. Halocha nishonin midorin eimei v'yechidi v'alaylo v'shabes v'kreim. V'afilu hoyo em p'naim v'gei. Eimei v'atanyi yorad v'damlil v'chameya v'nisati v'yosha v'nidrei v'nidrei. So, transgirsi is not the way it appears here. Rav Gamliel sobar eim peisich in the Charotin. Mika nidre bino uboi yune ahoche yoshe Rav Nachman sobar peisich in the Charotin vafilu miumet. Or let's say Rashi, still says the way it's now text. Rav Gamliel Soba Pesachim Becharote, but Rashi's Pshat is, where it be Pesachim Becharote, that the Chochem is at liberty to initiate the matter and to lead him into the Charote. So that requires concentration. So Memelei Boyiyune. Rav Nachman Soba in Pesachim Becharote. So in other words, the Chochem is not at liberty to initiate the matter. All the Chochem can do is to hear that the Sheol expresses his remorse. So that doesn't require any yun, any concentration. So, Vafilamu. Alright. So, the Girsi is, Rav Gamliel Soba Pesachim Becharote Mikran Yitro Bino Nuboye Yino. Ayochel, Rav Gamliel Soba Ein Pesachim Becharote, the Ram's Girsi. The Shiltes and the Alochas Deiles, they both have the same Girsi as the Ram, which is the Girsi of most Hashem. Rav Gamliel Soba Ein Pesachim Becharote. But, whereas according to the Ram, the Girsi is Mikran Nidre Bino Nuboye Yune, let's see the Shiltes. In Parsha 8. You see, according to the Ram and the Rashba, and probably most Rishonim, the Kasha of the Gemara was only in respect to Eved, even though Rav Nachman mentioned several halachas. Halacha Nishon Nidorim Eved Yechidi Ubalailo Uvishabes Ubikreim. So all these halachas are based on the premise that Hatoras Nidorim is not Maise Bezen. It's not Maise Bezen. Because if it had been Maise Bezen, so it couldn't take place Balailo, and it couldn't take place Bekreivim. So all the halachas of Rav Nachman, all the specific halachas of Rav Nachman are upon the premise that it's not Maise Bezen. But the Kasha of Gemara is, according to the Ram, only from one specific halacha, Eved. The Gemara doesn't ask any kashas against Rav Nachman's other halachas, that Balailo, that Bevin. The Gemara only asks against one specific item, that is, that Atoras Nidorim can take place, Bevin. The Chochem doesn't have to sit down. But as far as Lailo and Kreivim, the Gemara doesn't ask. There is no inconsistency between Rav Nachman's din and Rav Gamliel's din insofar as Lailo and Kreivim are concerned. The only inconsistency is in regard to Eved. Okay. But from the Shiltes Mashma, that the Kasha is not only in respect to Eved, in respect to all the specific halachas that Rav Nachman mentions, Lailo, Kreivim, so Rav, Tzorich Mal Lafure Nidre Yochid Mumche Inam Mekorev Inam Mumed Inam Belailo. So that's the shayla. Kim di Tzorich Mal Lekedine Vidine Miyuchev Tichsi. So it's Maase Bez Vayeshev Meishel Mishpedesah. So Maase Bezn was Yeshivas Arayon. Veheichel Masko Bimo Eloi Maschilu Belayon. Shenema Veheim Anchil Yezbono. Veyochid Nam Eloi. Did Nam Dine Momen in Vishleisho. So then he says, Vikorev Nam Eloi. Dichsid Yusovis Alboni. Mal Dine Han Eloi. Afaras Nidorim Lishvue Han Eloi. So it's one child in respect to Eimeid, in respect to Kreivim, in respect to Lailo. And the Shaila is one, whether it's considered Din, where it's Maase Bezen. If it is Din, then Lailo cannot take place Lailo, it cannot be done on the Kreivim, it cannot be done by Mumet. Yuret. Oi, Dilmo, Kindehu, Mishal Leitre, Umichrati Loye, Uloi Shviose, Chochamatale. The Omer Rabbi Yechanan, a Chochamatakum, Elo Bacharote. We even do Mechret, Lomo leads the Ruchel Chocham. So Lomo leads the Ruchel Chocham, Mishim Loshe Chacham in Marpe. So, Hilka, Loidome Leidine, Vichulin Shabudon. Oh, no, it's not, it bears no analogy to Eidin. Because Rabbi Yechanan says in Chochom Mataklu, Ela Mecharot, V'chim du mechret, so lomu lecha lechocha. So, now, so he's explaining it. The Gemara itself is explaining it. Why? How can we say that it's not a din? It's not a din, so why do we need a chochem altogether? So the answer is, even though it's not a din, we still have to resort to the eight of the chochem. Because Moshe Chachomim are. Hilchas Elibom Elidine. Vichum and Shabbatomim. So the Mele, it's all like Beimeid, it's all like Belaylo, it's all like Reim. Toshma. The Oma, Rove, Oma Rav Nachman, Haloche, Mefilim, Nidorim, Yumed, Mechidim, Belaylo, Mekreim. Al Melachki Dinet. It's not it. Votanye, Yorad, Rav Gamliel. So the Gemara says, Sobar, Vipeisri, Becharot. That Rav Gamliel holds in Beitzer Mecharot. So in this he has the same gears as the Rav. In Beitzer Mecharot. So to our gears is, so in Beitzer Mecharot, Mikronid Rebino, Boy Yule. But he has Rav Gamliel so far in Beitzer Mecharot. V'choch HaMudok HaNidre, V'Havelei Kidine, not instead of Boy Yule. So he says, since in Beitzer Mecharot, so it's my sebez. It's deep. Rab Nachman sovalat Rab Yude. V'omar peisri b'charote. V'lo yhabe kidine. Here Rab Nachman says, peisri b'charote. V'afil mumet, here the Gemara says. In our text. But he says, Rab Nachman sovalat peisri b'charote. V'lo yhabe kidine. So he just marked. So the Netziv points out the Hamikshayu, the Hamikshayu. Vilchaz Rav Nachman. Vilchaz Rav Nachman. So the Netziv points out that there is a fundamental difference between the Shiltes Pshat in the Gemara and the Ram's Pshat in the Gemara. According to the Ram, so the whole Kasha of the Gemara, it relates to one item, namely the movement. But according to the Shiltes, it relates to all the halachas that Rav Nachman says. And it's one question. So Memele, the Gemara is saying that according to Rav Gamliel, that is Sorech Miyushe, because it's deep, it's not just Loshen Chachomim Marape. So it's deen, if it's deen, so maybe it cannot be done by umed, and it cannot take place by Lilo. According to the Ram, even Ram Gamliel would concede that it can take place by Lilo. It can take place by Kreb. But according to the Shiltes, no. According to Ram Gamliel, just as it cannot be done it cannot be done by umed, it requires the Shiltes that I only. So it requires yay. So it's deen. And it cannot be done by claiming me either, according to Rav Gamliel. But we pass like Rav Nachman, and Rav Nachman holds Peisrim Becharote. If Peisrim Becharote, so then it's nothing, it's only an Indian of Loshe Chachomim Marpe. Of Loshe Chachomim Marpe. So since it's nothing, so it can not be moved, and it can be done by Lilo, and it can be done by claiming. So that's the difference. Now, the Hamid Shaila mentions a remarkable pshat in the Shiltes, the pshat of Rabbi Foyle Shapir. And then he mentions also Alochas Deles. Now Alochas Deles, there is a slight variance in the Loshim of the Alochas Deles and the Shiltes, because the Shiltes just says Rabbi Gamliel Sobarim Pesach B'charote V'chocham Mudok Anitre V'havel Ekedimek. In our Gemara it says, Mikra Nidro Binon Upoyin. Havlekidine, our Gemara, our text does not have. But the text of the Shiltes has the expression Havlekidine. But Boy Yune doesn't have. The Alochadine says both. Boy Yune and Havlekidine. The King Kosovo Agorazine is. Ram Gamino Sovar in Pesrin Karate. Chochom Hudioka Nidre. We have a kidine u boy yune. Rav Nachman, so in other words, the Shiltes doesn't have the expression boy yune. Our text has the expression boy yune, but doesn't have the expression havel kedine. The Shilte says the expression havel kedine, but doesn't have the expression boy yune. The Aluch Hasdigla says both expressions. Havel kedine uboy. Now, so he mentions a remarkable pshat, but it's a little complicated. I'm going to mention the pshat of Rabbi Fel Shapiro, but I just want to point out that it can be explained in a different way too, the Shiltes. In other words, that the Shiltes holds that if we say that it cannot be done by light, and it cannot be handled by craving, and it cannot be done miyum, so then it means that it's my best. Et abidorim is my best. It's my best. Now, so the Gemara, according to Shulte, the Gemara is saying, according to Rav Gamliel, who holds in Pesachim b'charote, in Pesachim b'charote, so that means that charote is not a ground for Atoras Nidorim. But what is a ground? The soul ground for Atoras Nidorim is Pesach. So what does it mean, Pesach? Pesach means it becomes tois. Limafreya it becomes tois. And so it's not. So certain things are tois. So the question is, why doesn't it become tois without a techochem? The answer is, in order to become tois without a techochem, so then it must be such a Pesach that there is an under the muchach. But if it is the kind of a Pesach that is not an under the muchach, but he, in his own individual mind, tells us that he wouldn't have taken the neder had he known of this and this circumstance. But as far as the average person is concerned, so he could have taken the neder in spite of this circumstance. So that's not toys. What is considered toys in Kolatarikula? Let's say in Kiyonim. So let's say if somebody buys a behemoth and then he finds out that the behemoth at the time of the purchase had the moon, had tuberculosis. So the average person wouldn't have bought it. That's toys. But let's say like the psochim that the Gemara mentions. So these, now let's say the Pesach that was used by Kalba Sabua, the Gemara Dachnu in the door. Kalba Sabua, when Rabbi Akiva married his daughter Rochel, so he was Mater Anoi. He's Mater Anoi. And then, when Rabbi Akiva came back with thousands of Talmidim, and Kalba Sabua found out that Rabbi Akiva is such a Talmud Rochel, so he came to Besden, he asked Tator. So what was the Pesach? Had he known that Rabbi Akiva would become a Talmud Chochem, he wouldn't have made it. So the Rishonim ask, it's Neimetz, or they say it's Neil Damotzo, whatever the reason is. So that is not Toes. But, Fuhet HaChochem, it becomes Toes. Fuhet HaChochem, it becomes Toes. So Memele, it requires, so Ram Gamliel, so Varim Pesach Mecharoti. So Vichochem Udo HaKadim. We have a kedine. So it's not a toys by itself. In other words, there has to be a psad bezdin that it's toys. So it requires maise bezdin. Because it's not a regular toys by itself. In kolatei kolei, it wouldn't be a toys. But here, because he tells bezdin that had he known that Rabbi Akiva would become an atomet chochem, so then he wouldn't have taken it. So then bezdin can declare it as a toys, retroactively, as a toys. So the psag bezdin retroactively makes it into a net of a toys. So it requires a psag bezdin. If it requires a psag bezdin, so all the halachas that apply to maise bezdin apply to atoras nidorim. So it cannot be done miumet, because psag bezdin requires yeshivas alayoni, it cannot be done miumet. Psag bezdin requires yayin, and psag bezdin cannot be done by training. Cannot be done by training. This is Rav Nachman Solomon Krev Yud. die Omar Peschen bechavot. Wir haben gedine. Wir waschen Chachomi, Marpe Baalmehu. So what's the Pshat? So we can say that the Pshat Mishotes is if Chavote Baitzau, Chavote Miikore Baitzau is a ground, so then it's not that the Pshat Bezdin is a current. It's not that the Pshat Bezdin is a current. But it's a halacha that the neder becomes nekarim afreya as a result of the chavote miikore of the neder. But so then you can ask. So even without kibbutz, even without the chochem, so let it become potolim afreya as a result of the chavote miikore of the neder. So the halacha is the kesakosu of liyachet. Who in Mechala Achirim Mechirim Lei, so implies that it has to be this barrier that the Chocham, the Yochid Mumche, or the Gimel Hed Yeteis have to be this barrier, have to verify that he has Chavot. Otherwise, I mean, how do we know that he has Chavot? So it has to be verified by someone that he has Chavot. Who? Has to be mivareret, either Yochid Mumche or Gimel Yetis. So it's only a biro. So it's like the Eides Likimat of Abiderach Moshe, Abiderach Dinyan. I mean, it has no shyness, but Abiderach Dinyan. Now we have Aloche of Indomash Be'erbo Pochs Mishnai. So I'm cutting with that of the Cheshire with Dushon. So that's Likima Dovo. So what does it mean, Likima Dovo? Likima Dovo doesn't mean that the observation of the eating of the Kedushin, that validates the Kedushin. No. In other words, there has to be a Biru of eating in order to validate the Kedushin. If the Kedushin cannot be inspired by eating, so then the Kedushin is null and void. So that's why Hamikadish Bidechot, even though they are both made, the Mikadish and Mikodeshes are made, and there is no shaila that the Kedushin happened, but as long as it cannot be nisbari al deidim, so the Kedushin is null and void. So the halacha day of the Kima Dovor is that the Kedushin, in order to be validated, must be nisbari al deidim, must be capable of being nisbari al deidim. But if they are deidim, so who affects the Kedushin? The Eidim affects the Kedushin. The Baal affects the Kedushin. Who is the Mikadish? The Baal. But if the Baal is Mikadish the Isha, and there are no Eidim, then the Kedushin is null and void. But if the other Eidim, if it is Nisbari al the Eidim, if it is done in such a way that it can be Nisbari al the Eidim, so then the Baal validates the Kedushin, not the Eidim. Not the Eidim. So here, Bnerach Moshe, according to Mandoma, that says peace. He according to Mandoma, who says in peace with Chavote, and Pesach is required, and so then the Psag Bezin makes it into a toes retroactive. Psag Bezin, according to Mandoma, peace with Chavote, so it's not the Psag Bezin that makes it into a toes. It's a aloche, first of all, Harote does not make it into a toys. Bishloim a Pesach. So Pesach bears a resemblance to toys. Because every toys means, had he known of this, he wouldn't have done it. He wouldn't have made a king, and he wouldn't have bought a behemoth. He wouldn't have been a kabbish dishe. In kolatere kule. So every toys is like a Pesach. But in kolatere kule, what kind of a Pesach is a toys? Mixes in toys. Only if there is an umde demuchach. In other words, if there is a presumption that the average person wouldn't have made that kinyan, had he known of this circumstance of which he was ignorant. And here there is a special aloche that the chochem can declare it as toyes even if there is no umde demuchach. But the aloche, the reason as to why. That's why it becomes nekal mafreyai is because fude het achoch and fude psak bis, it becomes retroactive, determined as it is. But in order to become retroactively established as it is, so it requires the psak bis. Mashen king, if we say, peisrim b'charote, so then it's not toes. And that we see from the Rambanot Shita also, because the Ramban Shita of Chof Zayin is that the aloche of Meda Shuta Mitzosei Utakulei applies only to Pesach. It doesn't apply to Charot. Why? Because according to Ramban, when do we apply the aloche of Meda Shuta Mitzosei Utakulei? Only when it's toes. But Charot, it's not toes. So it's a aloche that the Chochom is Eitel Mafreya. So according to the Shutes, if according to Rav Nachman, the Pesachim b'charote, so then the charote itself of the neta here is eikar the neta b'mafreya. But the Rabbimye, just as by kedushin, so who affects the kedushin? Not the eidim. The eidim don't affect the kedushin. The Baal affects the kedushin. He is the mekadesh. But there is a halacha that bibur eidim is mi'akim. In the validity of the Kedushin. It has to be in his barrel of the Eidim. So here too, with the Rabbinia, it is the Chavote of the Neideya that is Eikan Ledal Mefraya. But, Losh Chachomi Marpe, it has to be verified by a Chochem, or Gimla Jetis. And that's the expression of Losh Chachomi Marpe. In other words, the analogy to a Reife, to a doctor, you see, there are two kinds of doctors. There is a doctor who sets up, who determines the diagnosis of a disease. And then there is a doctor who is a surgeon. So when a doctor is a surgeon, so he really cures. But when the doctor just determines the diagnosis of the disease, and mainly tells him what kind of medicine he should take, so then the patient, when he follows up the advice of the doctor, he takes the proper medicine, then he becomes cured. So then the patient cures himself, not the doctor. So here, it's Losh Chachomi Marpe. It's like the Chochem only has to determine, he has to be Mivare, that the Neide has Charote. How do we know that he has Charote? Just because the Neide says so? So the Aloha is, that has to be verified by Yochid Mumche or by Gimla Deitis. By Gimla Deitis. But so the verification that he is Mischareit has to be done by the Yochid Mumche. But who is Eiken Neder? Limachreya, the Neder himself is Eiken Neder. The Neder himself is Eiken Neder. So Mimele, but one point you see, that the Shiltes will differ from the Ramban. The Ramban Shiti is that if the Neder is Niter, Al Yidei Pesach, so then it becomes converted into toys. If the Neder is Niter Al Dei Charote, it doesn't become toys. That's the Shiti of the Ramban, because the Ramban says, if the Chochom is Mater Al Dei Pesach, then we say, Neda Shuta Mitzosei Utakulei, if the Chochom is Matir al the Charote, we don't say Neda Shuta Mitzosei Utakulei. The Shiltes apparently holds that according to the Mandoma, that in Pesachim Charote, so Pesach is the only ground for Et HaChochem, and by Pesach, in respect to Pesach, so then it is the Psag Bezdin that makes, that is Eikan Mafreya, on the basis of Toys. But according to Mandoma, that Pesachim b'Charote. So, and by Charote, it's not on the basis of Toys. But it's a special aloche. The Neidea affects Akinas HaNedar Mafreya. But there is a tnai. It has to be verified by Yochid Mumche. And it has to be, Gimla Deitis. So if it is true in regard to Charote, that it's the Neder himself who is Eicher Neder Mafreya. But there is a tnai attached to it, that it has to be Nisbare al de yoch mumche o gimle deites. Der Ravinje, just as dushi, so am kadish velo idim in chrishish mit dusho. But if the ar idim, it's not the idim who affect the dushi. Who affect the dushi? The baal, the mikadish. So here too, if there is a determination, a verification, that the neder is mischarit amidrei, then the neder is a kalmafeya. The neder, but the gimel yeteis of the chochem mumche has to verify it, that the neder is mischarit amidrei. So according, it appears from the shiltes that according to this mandorma, that charote can be a ground for the chochem, and in the case of charote, so it's not the psak bezden that makes that is a kelim afreya, but is the neder himself. But it has to be nisbarer al the yochid mumche, al the gimel yeteis. So even if the heta chochem takes place on the basis of Pesach, it's also according to Rav Nachman, not that the bezden is a kelim afreya. Bezden is only the mivare. Not bezden. It's not even bezden. The gimel yeteis yochid mumche. The yochid mumche, the gimel yeteis have to be mivareh that the neder has a Pesach. How do we know that he has a Pesach? Just because the neder comes and says, I have a Pesach, so the gzarzakos of his, no. It has to be, the biro has to be done by yochid mumche gimel yeteis. But if it becomes ascertained by yochid mumche or by gimel yeteis that the neder is mischarit, or if it becomes ascertained by gimul hedetes or by yochid mumche that the neder has a pesach, then the neder himself is eikir. Is eikir the neder of afreya, not on the basis of Torah. Not on the basis of Torah. I mean, that could be the pshat. Now, then, so, now we can ask a kashe, if so that means that according to Rav Nachman, that Pesach in Becharote, so Mimele, it's not by Sebesten, and it can be done Miumet, and it can be done Belaylo, and it can be done Bekrevi, even if the Atoras Nidorim is on the basis of Pesach. I mean, in that respect, he's like the Rashi. Like the Rashi. Not like the Ram. Why? Because it's not by Sebesten. It's not, but if we say in Pesach Mecharote and only Pesach, so then it's the Pesach Besden that makes it into a toys. So there has to be a Pesach Besden that it is a toys. But according to the Shiltes, according to Rav Nachman, every Etachochem, whether it's on the basis of Charote or on the basis of Pesach, so it's not toys. It's a special Allah and the neder himself is a kalmafreya. But it has to be nisbarer, it has to be determined that he has a Pesach, or that he has charote, by gimel yeteis, or by yochid mumche. So it's not toyes. So why does the Gemara in Ozir say, now there's a machlekes in Ozir, the Mishnah in Ozir, between Bishama and Bisila. Bishama is a, that hekdesh toyes is havekdesh. In the same way, in Zira's Toyes, is Ava Mizira's. Bisil say, Hekdesh Toyes, Loyal Hekdesh. And Mizira's Toyes is Loyal. So then the Gemara says that according to Bisham, that Hekdesh Toyes is Loyal Hekdesh. So in Meile, there cannot be Heta Chochem either. So if we say that the Heta Chochem is based upon Toyes, so we understand the connection. But if we say that it's the neder himself who is Eikea, so why do we say that according to Bishamai, that Hekdesh Toyes is Lo Yave Hekdesh, so there cannot be Et HaChochem by Hekdesh, according to Bishamai? Of course, we pass there can be Et HaChochem, because we don't pass like Bishamai. But it's not based upon Toyes. But you can ask the same kashe against the Rambam. You can ask the same kashe against the Rambam. So, in other words, the Ramban says that when is a toyes only if it's on the basis of Pesach. But if it's on the basis of Charote, so then it's not toyes, it's a special aloha that is a kelma freya. So then it should follow, according to Ramban, that when that according to Bishamai, that there is no Shaila Behekdesh. Why? Because Hekdesh Toyes is also a Behekdesh, so there is no Shaila al Bipesach, but there is Shaila Behekdesh even a little Bishamai on the basis of Harote. I mean, that's inconceivable. I mean, there are Kamarayas from the Gemara that according to Bishamai, that Hekdesh Toyes is a Behekdesh, and in the middle of the Gemara says there is no Shaila in Hekdesh according to Bishamai. So not only there is no Shaila in Hekdesh, because there are many Gemaras that say that according to Bishamai there is no Shaila in Hekdesh period. But according to Ramban, there should still be Shaila in Hekdesh al the Harote, because that has nothing to do with Toyes. The answer is, even though it has nothing to do with Toyes Harote, but there can only be a hetachochem, whatever the foundation of the hetachochem is, whether it's Toyes or something else, only if it requires das. So then there is aloche dvor in meichel avar hu in meichel avachir in meichel. If he is nisha lechochem and he asks a tore, so then he can be ekia. But according to Bishamai, that Hekdesh Toyes are Hekdesh, so that means that the Hekdesh, the Chalitza Hekdesh, doesn't even require das. So it's not Chayach to say, Hetachochem in Chayle. What does it mean, Nisha? Nisha. A Chochem cannot be Matir unless the Neder is Nisha. So if the Neder requires das, the consent of the Neder, so then it's Chayach to say, the neder is nishal, and he asks nullification, hetachochem, nullification of the neder from the chochem. But if he doesn't require das, even if the neder took the neder with toys, so the neder is chal. So he's not imbibing even to be shale. Only if the neder requires his das, then he's imbibing to be shale. But if according to Bishamai, that Hekdesh Toyes are Hekdesh, so he doesn't require his own consent. How can he be Bahoche, a Bailim, to ask Hatoris Choche? He's not the Bailim. The Neder is Chal Memele, as long as Bipiv, he took that Neder, even though it was Bitoyes, so it's Chal. So Memele, there couldn't be any Hatoris Choche, because Hatoris Choche is based upon the Das HaNeder. But if the neder can be chal even without the das aneidah, so there couldn't be a Torah Sochem. So maybe the same targets you can give on the Shem test. So true, according to Rav Nachman, so it's not Torah. So just as in the case of Charote, so it's the neder himself who is eker the neder, but the Yochid Mumche and the Gimel details are required to be mevareh in the same way as a Kaddish Vareidim in Dusha Kedusha. But if the Aredim, if it is mevareh, so then the Baal is the Mekaddish. Here too, if the Chochem, if the Yochid Mumche or the Gimel details are mevareh, if they establish, they determine the fact that he has a Chavote, he has a Pesach, so then the Neder himself is in Kalapreya. The Neder himself is in Kalapreya. There's the Loshim of Loshim Chachom and Marbi, just as a doctor, not a surgeon, but a doctor. What does he do? He just helps the patient cure himself. So here, the Gimel Hadeites, and the Yochid Mumche helps the Neder cure himself of the neder. That's the Lashon of Lashon Chachom. Alright, but this is not the pshat that the Nitziv mentions in the name of Rabbi Fuel Shapiro. Now, he says something else. Rabbi Fuel Shapiro mentions the Lashon in the Rajbo, which is the Shite, I mentioned it last time, which is the Shite of the Mari, and also the Rav Amiri mentions such a Shite. Now both the Rajbo and the Miri, they reject the Shite, but we see that there is such a Shite as Rishen, and there's the Shite of the Marit, in Chelek Aleph, Tshuva Chovov, and then also in Nata Chelek, Tshuva Yutes. So there's a Marit Shite, the Marit mentions it in the name of his father, the Mabit. So what is the Shite of the Mabit that whenever there is a Pesach, then the Raisa doesn't require a Torah Chochem altogether. It doesn't require a Torah Chochem altogether. Only the Rabbanon. But when does it require a Torah Chochem? When does it require a Torah Chochem? Only if it's based upon Harot. If it's based upon Harot. Now, so that is, then with the Raisa, it requires Gimel Adyeteis or Yochid Mumche. But if it's based upon Pesach, so with the Raisa, it's Muter, even without Gimel Adyeteis or Yochid Mumche. With Yochid Mumche. On the basis of Toes. Toes, even though there is no Umde de Muchach. Why? Because there is a special aloche of Odom Mishmui of Mithra Shvogis. So it's not analogous to the Toes of Kolat Erekule. The Toyas of Kolat Erekule has to be grounded in an Umde de Muchach. Not in the peculiar mentality of that person, of that individual. But by Nidorin, there is aloche, a special aloche of Odom Mishmui of Mithra Shvogis. So even if it is not grounded in an Umde de Muchach, that the average person wouldn't have taken the neder under these circumstances. So it's still, but by itself, midrash. But with Rabbanon it requires hetachoch. Now, that is the... So Rabbi Folch Shapiro mentions that Roshan in the Rashi, that we mentioned last time, and our Gemara, the Shorel in Nafshe, this Gemara, that the Shorel in Nafshe, Hashtag hit with Rav Nachman, a diet in the Oche, Lui Nadre, Vishon Lui Nafshi. Then again, a diet, Omar, a diet in the Moche, Lui Katzre, Lui Nadre, Vishon Lui Nafshi. In other words, he wouldn't have taken the Neder if he knew that the laundryman would abuse the Chachot. So Vishon Lui Nafshi. So there is one Loshin in the Rajbo and in the Rav Amiri that it means that the Talmud Chochem can be matir le'atzmei. He doesn't have to go to Gimel Adyeteis. Like this, the Alochim is neder. The biggest Talmud Chochem, he cannot be matir le'atzmei. Even if he's a Yochid Mumche. So, but here, so any Talmud Chochem, not even Mumche, mamish. Any Talmud Chochem can be shown in Afshi. Of course, he's in Amoretz. So then, he cannot be trusted. But a Talmud Chochem can be matir le'atzmei. With this Pesach. Can be matter nafshe. The Rashba rejects it. He says, the child in nafshe doesn't mean that he didn't go to a Gimel Adyeteis of the Yochid Mumche. It means child in nafshe that is an effective person. Then he says, Motzo Pesach Heter. Vilun Shehitel in Nafshe Aldi Pesach. Ze. Elo Leachar She Motzo Pesach Ze. Choza Leitzel Rav Nachman. Vihitel in Oizel Chochmacher. Mishim Dikain Ron Lo Yachu Dvorei. Shehu in Imeichem. Aber Achim Dem Tzrichem Imchem. Vihud Lo Yamrinon. Vihod Lo Yamrinon Hod Ali Kami De Rav Nachman. Dio Besot Gimora Shehu mentioned that after he found that Pesach, of his Yudel Chishor, a taite that the laundryman should abuse the chachomim. Why doesn't Gemara mention that he went again to Rav Nachman? Do you remember Mishim Yichsev? The rotach alei Rav Nachman al shenod ane the chomo kol kach shelo yimitzel li Pesach. So immediately he went to another chochem because he felt embarrassed to go to Rav Nachman. V'iname shekol atzmei libo. We follow the Hatia and we need to be Pesach. We have to be to the Hatzmei, whole his local Chamacher. So another answer as to why he didn't go again to Rav Nachman, because the whole reason as to why he had to bother Rav Nachman with his Neder is because he thought that only a great man like Rav Nachman would be able to find for him a way of being matter the Neder. But after he found out that he has a good Pesach, why should he bother Rav Nachman? So he went another Chochem. ובפירוש חוליסל יום ברשמייתי, וזה לא שני, ואילו חזקו אותם, חוכם נאמה, ומוצא ומפתח, בחרותה, ומי הוא ישכח יוסה, לא אבא דייתה, נוכן נודע, so he found, he doesn't mention who's פירוש it is, he says, ובפירוש חוליסל, דהוכן נודע, מוצא ומי שנדע, then he cannot be matter himself, even though he's a tamtoch. Because when he mechal, achim he mechal, so he can be the biggest tamtoch. But if it's on the basis of Pesach, so he tamtochem can be matter enough, so he doesn't have to go to give him a deep piece of the yochid mumra. He said, ובכי על כל כך נראה שהם לפורשי לפוסח פיסחו לנפשי לשור לנפשי ויחי כסיבו יחד בורי שויים ויחלו דווקא בחרות עבורי בפסח ונימח בכלל but that rishi he has the same shite as the mavit that midranse even the Pesach so it's toits the kore so at the very outset it is toits but with the Rabbonon it requires it a chochem so the middle of the six with the Rabbonon it requires it a chochem so it can be made matter atzme there is a loche a chocho matter atzme that is only when with the right set requires it a chochem so even a yochid mumche cannot be matter atzme but if with the right set doesn't require het a chochem but only with the Rabbonon so any time with chochem can be matter atzme and it doesn't even have to be a mumche in the same caliber as a mumche is required in a regular letter, let's say in words, nita aldechal. And the same shita is mentioned by the mir. שתלמיד חוכם מטר לעצמי במוקר פסח וליום הוא ימי חיר אב בתלמיד חוכם אלו דווקא בחרות אלו בת ומי זה הניס כלמטר ובשמול ברבי יסי יעסוב הוא חוזה מכיח כי לעצמי זה כבר שני פועל alright so that's something else I mean he has a certain right so that's that cheating so in other words when do we say that who in Michael that Abba Talmud Chochem that's only when he's Becharot because then Hatoras Chochem is required with the Raises so there is a Kedosa Kosu who in Michael Masha Inkin where the Hatoras Chochem is only required mit Rabbonon, so ähnlich Talmud Chochem, kem die Matalat. Das ist die Schitte auf dem Abit. Das ist die Schitte auf dem Abit. So, aber vor Shapiro, explains it as follows. That the Schilte ist in der Woche Dele ist, now he, first he asks the Kasha. Why does the Gemara say that if Pesach in Bicharote, that Rav Nachman holds, that Rav Gamliel holds a Pesach in Bicharote. So we require Pesach. And Pesach requires Iyun, concentration, so maybe it cannot be done, Benune. So then it should follow that any difficult child in Nisan that is presented to Yerov, so he cannot pass the Yumet, Meyum Lishamanu Domokaze, that if Yerov gets an easy child, so he can pass through while he's standing. But if he gets a difficult child, so he must sit down, where is the Shatawore? And suppose, Rabboni passed the child in Agunis, and it requires much more concentration than considering the Pesach. And still there is no aloche that a difficult child in Nisabheter requires yeshiva. So how can the Ram, the Rajba say, the Ram Nachman, that Ram Gamliel so far ain't Pesach Mechalot? So it requires Pesach. Pesach involves Zion. So the name cannot be moved. So he says, so the first Shapiro says it in the Halacha Dilus. Now the Halacha Dilus has both expressions in his text. He says, Ram Gamliel so far ain't Pesach Mechalot. In other words, that two things. First of all, anything that is not a din doesn't require yeshivas and ayon. But even if it is a din, it only requires yeshivas and ayonim, yeshive, if it involves him. And even something that is a din, If it doesn't require any concentration, so it doesn't require yeshiva tayon. In other words, that means, let's say, geus requires bezin geus, but there is no halacha that the bezin has to sit as they observe the ger being tevel in the mikveh. Why not? Why is that different than any other din? The answer is, what kind of concentration does it involve to see how the ger immerses himself in the water? So in other words, so even if something is it, if something is not a din, so it can be the most difficult child, even if it's a child in heteragunets, that requires concentration for days and nights, doesn't require yeshivas arayon. But if something is a din, so then, and it also involves Iyun, so then it requires yeshivas arayon. So Mele, as to the Kashi, how about every Shaila that involves Iyun? The answer is, if it's not a din, if it just is a heter, if it's a roya schoche, it doesn't require yeshivas arayon. But if it is it, and it involves Iyun, whether a lot of Iyun or little Iyun, I mean, the degree is not important, so then it requires Shishil Zaniyon. So, V'chein Kosa Bahak, V'zal Shem, Rav Gamliel Sobar Ein Peisrim Becharoti, Chocha Mudo Kalimidre. So in other words, Rav Gamliel holds Ein Peisrim Becharoti. Ein Peisrim Becharoti. So, in other words, the Shiltes, so before Shapiro says, that the Shiltes and Halachas Deiles agree with the Shkesh Mifoshim that the Rashba mentions, and that the Miri mentions, which is the Shita of the Mabit and the Marit, that whenever there is a Pesach, so with the Rai say it doesn't require a Chochamot together, only with the Rabbon. So Memele, but that, so the question is, but there is a special Zasakosuv, Loyachu Vore, who is the Mechal? Avlachir Mechal Omei. What does it mean, Achirin Mechalei? Only Achirin. Gimu. Or Yochim Mumche. So, how can we say that by Pesach it doesn't require any Hetachochem? The answer is, because whenever there is a Pesach, he doesn't require Hetachochem altogether. So merely the Zakosu of Achim Meichnolei has no application to Pesach. It must have application to Charote. It must have application to Charote. We can believe that the Zakosu fully in the Meichel, but Achim Meichnolei. But you need Achim. The Gimel Gete is the Yochnuche. There's the Achim. So it cannot apply to Pesach, because by Pesach, so it's null and void with the rights of an Ishio. It doesn't require the Chochem. So the Zasakosuf of Achim Michele cannot apply to Pesach. So to what can it apply? It can apply only to Charote. It can only apply to Charote. That is Shayech, if we say that Pesach is Charote. So in many ways we can apply the Zasakosuf. Achim Michele do it. Heter al the Charote. But according to Mandoma, in Pesach is Charote. So you couldn't say that the Zasakosuf of Achim Michele applies to Charote. Al the Charote it cannot be mitter, even if you have Pesach Nagodu, will be matter, it cannot be matter on the basis of Charote. In Pesach is Charote. So the only way for another to be mitter is Pesach. So obviously, the Zasakosuf of Achim Michele applies to Pesach, because if it doesn't apply to Pesach, to what can it apply? It cannot apply to Charote, because it never cannot be nitter of Charote altogether. So the Mele, that child, that machlekes between the Rashba and the Yesh Beforshim, is totally the machlekes between Rav Gamliel and Rav Nachman, whether Pesachim Charote or in Pesachim Charote. So in other words, those Rishenim who say that on the Pesach, it's midraise, null and void of Elishio, only with Rabbonon it requires the Chochem. So since it's only with Rabbonon, so the Chachomim will make you that the Talmud Chochem can be Madlatzmei. That is only true according to Mandoma who says Pesach B'charote. Because we pass like that Mandoma. So the Meile, the Gzeres HaKosu V'achim V'michle, can apply to Charote. And Pesach doesn't require Heta Chochem altogether. Midraise. Midrabbonon it requires the Chochem. So it Talmud Chochem, אם נתי מומחה בלעירי, כן, אין לי תמות חוכן, כן בי מעט אל עצמי, כן בי מעט אל עצמי. מה שאין כי הנה כל התמנדו מראים פסח בחרותי, so חרותי is no ground for a toy. So אם על די בזן, it can have been in there. So what is the sole ground for a toy? Pesach. So obviously, the exercise of Achim and Michele applies to Pesach. So memele, it cannot be shown in Achim. So all these gemores, that say Shaul and Nafshe, so it's because they hold that Pesach is Charote. So the Meila is a Zakos V'Achim Michele applies to Charote, but Pesach is null and void of Benishio. But with Rabbonon it requires the Chochem. So it Talmud Chochem can be matir Atzmi. So this is our explanation. Kosov V'Haloch is this. Zelishim. Rav Gamliel Sovar ain't Pesach is Charote. Chochem Udo Akali Midri. We have like it in a boy in June, Rav Nachman, Svirabe, so in other words, so then if it's a piece of Charote, Charote is no ground altogether for a Torah. So what is the sole ground for a Torah? Pesach. So maybe we have to say, we are forced to say, that there's a course of Vachin and Michalei, applies to Pesach, because it couldn't apply to Charote. Charote cannot be mitzvah altogether on the basis of Charote. So Mimele, since there is exeres hakosu, of Achim Michele, what does it mean? Gimel Yetes, it means Bezin. So it's a din. If it's a din, so it's like almighty Bezin. So it cannot be done. So Mimele, it cannot take place by Lailo, and it cannot be done al the Kailim, and it cannot be done Miumet. Why? Because it is a din, and it's only Nitar al the Pesach. Pesach involves a Madikum Avion. So any din that involves a Madikum Avion, even a little, unless it doesn't involve any Yom together, let's say the Maise Besen, in games. Besen doesn't have to be mine, they don't have to concentrate on anything. You just have to see the gales, the trile, so, or the mile. So the mile, that doesn't require a shiva that I want. But Pesach requires a modicum of inun, not that Pesach involves more concentration than anything else. But it involves a modicum of inun. So, and since he holds a Pesach Mecharote, so it says, because Achere Mechalei applies to Pesach. What does Achere Mechalei mean? Benzin. So it's Maise Benzin. And the inun it involves. So Memele, how do we get in there? So it's possible Io, and not only possible the craving, and it's boy Yune, so it's possible, so it cannot take place with Mume. It cannot play with Mume. Rav Nachman is really Rav Yune. Do my pains really have it. So Memele, the Xerasakosu for Achille Michele applies to Havote. Mashem, Kim Pesach, doesn't require the Chochem altogether. But only with Rabbonin it requires the Chochem. So since it requires with Rabbonon et Achochem, so the Chachomim will make it, so it doesn't require Yishuv Zayonim. And then Pesach, but suppose, now the question is, suppose that Besdin is Matiret. So even though it's on the Pesach, since with Rabbonon it only requires Gimel, so there is no Aloche of Yishuv Zayonim. Because it's only required in the Rabbon. Now, suppose it's out of the Chavote, so then it does require Bez Midraise, but then it doesn't involve him. So it's like the Maise Bez in Geirus, so it can be done by Mumet. The Dayonim can watch the Geirus, even while they stand, they don't have to sit down. Yes?
But the
Bahari
is
already below Havadina,
in other words, Harota also is Medina. So we assume it's like
before,
that Harota
is
only
the. No, because
Harota. They're Bahari of Harota. We will have a little Kedina. It's not
Melanie. No. Before Shapiro doesn't mention this explanation. But he says, Pesach b'chavote v'lo yahavu l'kedine. So the mail can be done by Umet. Because Pesach b'chavote. So the mail, so since it's Pesach b'chavote, so the mail, Pesach is not kedine. But Chavote is dine. But Chavote does not have you. You see. So, yes. So the mail, see, Rav Nachman, see, like Rav Yehuda, Doma Pesach b'chavote. So the mail, Pesach, by Pesach we don't require Het HaChochem altogether. We don't require Het HaChochem, but with the Rabbonon we do require. But since it's only with the Rabbonon, so we have like a dine. So I have a kedine, even though it involves you. Masherim ke charote, so that is kedine. Midraise, it requires bezden. But even my bezden, if it doesn't involve an iyun, it doesn't require Yishuv Zayonim. Like Geirus.
It's not
mashal
in
the
Russian, and it says we'll have a kedine only.
All right. But this is the pshat of the Pesach. This is the pshat of the Pesach. All right. Now, the thesis read, and that Gemara, thesis read, and our Gemara, Pesach Mecharot, in Pesach Mecharot, so, it's very obscure, the Russian of the thesis read is very obscure. Very obscure. But I think that the pshat in thesis read is the same as the pshat of Rashi Nidor. It's very obscure, it's Mayrich in the Russian, and in spite of the Arochas HaLoshin, it's very obscure. It seems to me, I mean, I don't want to go over inside, but it seems to me that the pshat of the Tetzis Reed is like Rashi Nidor. In other words, that the Madoma who says, Pesach in the Charote, so he holds that even if the Neidea does not take the initiative and does not mention that he has Charote, so the Chochem is at liberty to initiate the matter, to take the initiative, and to lead him to Charote. And the Atore is a good Atore. And the Mandola who says in Pesach Charote, if the Neidea, out of his own volition and out of he comes to Bezdin, to the Chochem, and says, I have Charote mi Korei, fine. But if he doesn't do it, so he cannot initiate it. I think that's the pshat in what he says. Now, what is the Shittas Rambam? So, the Pes Yosef in Reish Chofches, he says that the Shittas Rambam is like the Pshat of Rashi and Zot. Now let's see the Lashon Rambam. Now the Rambam passed this, that HaTorah Sidorim is bimumet. Now, so what does it mean? Does it mean that Pesach b'charote or in Pesach b'charote? Well, it all depends upon the two Yosoyis and the Gemara. Now, let's see Rosh Rambam. If you recall, you have Shavuos, Halach Al. Mi she nishba Shavuos bitu, v'nichem al Shavuos, v'ro shehu mitztayer, im kayim Shavuos zu, v'nepcho daiti lidas acheret, oy she nilad lo idobo, she lo hoyo bidaiti v'shas ha-Shavuos, v'nichem b'glore. So he says, mi she nishba Shavuos bitu, v'nichem al Shavuos. What is that expressive word? Charot, nichem al shvos, v'ro shehu mitztayer, im yikayim shvue zu, v'nefcho daite lidas acher, oi shenilad lo idobo shelohoyo v'daite bishan ha-shvue, v'nichem b'glore, hari ze nishal lichocham echot, oi mishlei shoe v'yitim, v'mokim shein shom chocham, u'matirim loi shvos. Now that's in aloha. Now then, let's see in Aloche, Perikov Aloche. Keitzat matirin, yovei ha-mishba lechocham ha-muvet, oi mishrei shoed yetis, im ein shom mumche, veimer ani nishbati al kach vikach v'nechamti. Tesharoti, v'ilu oi si yedea shani mitzgaya v'dobo ze, at koi, oi shenira li kach vikach, lo yisi nishba, ואילו היסודאיתי באיס השבועה מויעתו לא איסי נשבע והחוכו מויקודלו אשרי דל אשרי שו אוי מולי הוא כמו נחמתו והוא אי מולי היי חייזר ואי מולי שור לוח אוי מוטה לוח אוי מוח לוח וכל קייצי בין זה וחלוש נאח This is our Gemara. Now the Gemara that I decided Now, first of all, I want Hakrevin kshirim lehatir midorim ushuetz umatir lehi belaylo umiumet. So he passed it like a nachim. Now, so we have two gersoids in the Gemara. According to the Ram's gersay, so Rav Nachman sovar peisr in the Chalot, v'afil umiumet. According to Rashi midorim's gersay, Rav Nachman sovar ein peisr in the Chalot, v'afil umiumet. So the Bes Yosef, the Bes Yosef, in case the Mishnah doesn't say it, he doesn't say it in the Mishnah. But in the Bes Yosef, he says that the Siman Reish Chof Ches. So he says that the Rambam has the Pshat of Rashi Nidorim. So the Meire, Rashi Nidorim, so he is Geirais, the Rav Nachman Sovar in Pesachim the Charotim. The Apilu Numen. That means that the Dayan Chochem is not at liberty to lead the Sheir, the Neidir, to Charotim. But who must take the initiative in expressing the Charoteh, that is the leader himself. And the Raya, for the Rambam, passed means that in Pesach in the Charoteh, in other words, that the Dayan is not at liberty to lead the neighbor to Charote, because the Rambam says, Ketzat Matir, Yove Hanishba Lechochem Amurek, O Yishet Shoed Yete, Isin Isham Umche, Veimer Ani Nishbati Al Kach Vikach Vinechamdi. So the first thing that has to take place is that he has to come. And before, the Chochem is even allowed to ask him any questions, so the neighbor has to say, Ani Nishbati Al Kach Vikach Vinechamdi. Why? Because in Pesach and Becharot. And that's why he passes a fillable. I think that I mentioned all the pshat in the index that I know. Alright, now the Rav. No doubt that I did not that obeys on the base. I do it Pesach like. So the Rabbi, Rav Shimon bar Rebbe, came before the Rabbi. So they said to him, "No doubt that I know." So how do we possibly be charote? Avopi, the Rav Nachman. I mean, that is reference to this. Run is reference to the neighbor of Rav Shimon. So Rav Shimon came before Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman asked him, "No doubt that I know." Aber hey, like the Hoche, hey, come and see me, eat it. So he was trying to find the Pesach. And he couldn't find the Pesach, Rav Nachman. So he became angry at Rav Shcheira. Then Rav Shcheira himself found the Pesach. Because Rav Nachman became angry. So it was inconsistent with the concept, the principle of the Pesach with none. But the question is, Rav Nachman himself holds the Pesach in the Charote. So why did he have to work so hard and then become angry at Rav Shcheira? All he had to do, he just rematter him on the basis of Charot. How do we possibly be Charot? Ava Peter Rav Nachman could be possibly kill the basis of Charot. If you Rav Nachman or you make it by Rav Shcheira, to also the camel that she eats with Pesach, so you make her at me, so you is Nita be Charot. He was Machmir, he didn't want to be Nita on the basis of Charot alone. He is before she שאיסינא דהויו כבר מצווה, כדי שלא דהוי סם מזמן ידוע, והיא סם מקצס איסי זמן, והיא לא יו נסחר את הלניקה נדע, יבד שחת אני איסוף, שהיא סם עם הויותי על הנשם, לפי חוך לא יו נסחר, so the other תרד סדרני is, because that נדר, the Gemara doesn't tell us what kind of nedar it was. But the neder involved the dvar mitzvah, and he wanted a tor. Now charot, if the hator would take place on the basis of charote, and charote has to be charote mikorei, charote mikorei, so that would partake to a certain extent of teyal rishenis. Now the Gemara in Dushi says. That just as there is an inyan of tshuva, and if a person sinned, and then he does tshuva, so he gets kapore, and he's not nenesh, and all the averes that he committed, so conversely, there is such a principle in teyal rishenis. If someone did mitzvahs, many mitzvahs, and then he has charote on the mitzvahs, so he doesn't get any schar for any of the mitzvahs. If he stay out of the shit. Now, here you know that the charote should be effective, that the charote for a Torah's Chochem, it must be charote before. So he must entertain remorse on the whole thing. So, and since the nether was to the kind of mitzvah, let's say, to be ancient times, a mitzvah, so he would be, to a certain extent, he would be he didn't want a Torah on the base of Chor. That's the second question. But the first question doesn't mention that. Why? Because the first question holds this is even if he will have Chorot in the Korah, he will still not be in the Geder of the Yalashim. Because it's not that he has remorse that he wanted to be Mikhail the Mitzvah. He has remorse that he wanted to do that Mitzvah And we left. After all, we could do the same mitzvah. He could have the same mitzvah even without neder. So, the first washing the Ran holds that even if he had remorse, he would be teyal mishenis. Why? Because he doesn't regret the mitzvah, the fulfillment of the mitzvah. He regrets the manner, the method, the approach he adopted in fulfilling this certain mitzvah. So it's not the teyal mishenis. And it's mistaken like that, like the first question. Because after all, I mean, Rav Nachman was sorry that he wanted to fulfill a mitzvah. He was sorry that he adopted a certain method, a certain approach in fulfilling the mitzvah. That was not the right approach. But he was certainly not sorry for having fulfilled the mitzvah. So we have to say that even the second Rosh Hashanah, when he says, he doesn't mean that he'll mamish be a teyal rishenis. He means because if he will be, because there is a difference. That's the reason as to why the Ram mentioned kigin shenod al yisane zman yedua. Why did the Ram mention this example of mitzvah? There are no other mitzvahs. He could have mentioned other mitzvahs, doke. I mean, this is more likely than tainis. As far as tainis is concerned, so is a whole discussion tomorrow. Yeshiv tainis niko chikei or yeshiv tainis niko kodesh. But doke, I mean, doke, that's the is a sublime thing, the whole adeus. So why, how is it that the Ram didn't visualize a neder of a mitzvah, let's say doke? The answer is, in respect to Tzedokah, the Ram wouldn't even say in one washing that it would be a teyal rishenis. Because if, let's say, somebody would take a neder to give Tzedokah, to give $1,000 for a yeshiv, and then he would be sorry that he took that neder. But he wouldn't be sorry that he wanted to give $1,000 for a yeshiv. He would be sorry that he adopted this approach in fulfilling the mitzvah. After all, he could have done the same thing without the neder. So then, he certainly wouldn't be a teyal rishenis, even according to the second portion of the Ram. But the Ram mentioned an example of tainis, because tainis, there is a difference between the tainis that you yeshiv be tainis and you don't take a neder before. You don't say Arim yeshiv be tainis. Oh, and so there is also a teyal mitzvah. But then, suppose you take a neder, and then you are yeshiv tainis, so it's a different kind of tainis, it's a different kind of teyal mitzvah. It's a different kind of teyal mitzvah. Let's say, suppose you don't take a neder, that you'll be yeshiv tainis, but you just fast. You just fast. You cannot say aneinu. I mean, aneinu is a rabbonah. But it's not, this rabbonah indicates that there is a difference in the Kiyumah Mitzvah between a tainis that is grounded in an idea and the tainis that is not grounded in an idea. In regard to Tzedokah, so is there any difference as far as the mitzvah of Tzedokah is concerned? Whether the Tzedokah was grounded in an idea or the Tzedokah was not grounded in an idea. Now you see, in the Gemara in Chum, so Rishenim, and even the Gemara in Dorim here, the Rishenim, we didn't go over all these Rishenim and that Gemara. But the Rishenim discuss it in Dorim as well. So there is a whole discussion by Rishenim when the neder is proper. So the Ramban Shitin, Chum is, I don't remember whether I mentioned that Ramban here or not. So the Ramban Shitein Chum is that the whole machlekes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yude, whether Nidomi is proper, Nidomi is not proper, so is it does not apply to Tzedokah. It only applies to Nidre Hedish, because the Torah never imposed an obligation upon a person to make an Eder of Hedish. There is no mit chiyuv to make an Eder of Hedish. There is such a thing as Nidre Hedish. So, the Mele, There is a machloket between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, whether Teva Shem Yisidei or Mish Yisidei or Mish Yisidei or Teva Shem Yisidei, even Mish Yisidei or Mish Yisidei, Mashiach we got it Tzedokah. Since the Torah imposes a chiyuv for giving Tzedokah, so true there is a limit, there is a chiyuv, one tenth, one fifth. So mainly if a person wants to give more than the shiur that he is mechuyev, so there is certainly no isa. So there is certainly no isa. So in other words, but some rishayim say that even a neder of tzedakah is not proper, unless they stop. But the Torah is mechayev us to give tzedakah. The answer is, the Torah is mechayev us to give tzedakah. That doesn't mean that you have to announce a pledge. You just take out from your pocket the money and you give it. So there is a way. So that's the reason as to why there are some Rishonim who say that even in regard to Tzedakah, if it's not a sorrow, it's not the ideal thing to give Tzedakah to a neder. But the ideal thing is to give Tzedakah without a neder of Arela. Without a neder of Arela. But Mashenke regarding Tainis, will any Rishon say that it's not proper to be recovered upon himself, to be behind this? There is a halacha that you cannot say aneinu unless you are recovering in the nether, you read the nether of Shas Mincha the day before. But it's improper to take the dory. The answer is here. So it's a different kind of retinies if it is grounded in the nether. If it is grounded in the nether. So maybe there is certainly no shelet of Aveira in taking a nether of Tainis if he feels that he is ready to be Asian Tainis. Unless he takes it under circumstances where just to torture himself. So then he's a Chelte. But if it is taken under circumstances where the Tainis is proper, so then there is no chance of Aveira to take a nether of Tainis. Why? Because the Kiyum Tainis of that is grounded in the nether is different than the kiyum of Tainis that is not grounded in the nether. Mashiach v'gav Tzedakah, it doesn't affect in any way the kiyum HaMitzvah of Tzedakah if it is not grounded in the nether. So in Meir, the Ram says in one Rosh, Yesh Neforshim, She'itzi neder, Ho Yokein Dva Mitzvah, Kidin Shenoda V'yisan Yizman Yodua, V'yisan O Mikzes Yizman, V'yu Ho Yom Yizcharei, But the question is, what did the first question say? It's true, but here is not the tail of the shame, it's because even if he has real charote mikore, he only has real charote mikore on the method he chose, the approach he adopted in being misane. But he could have been mikayim mitzvah of Tainis even without an eder. So he's there, he could. But he wouldn't have that schar. So Mimele, since there is a difference in the schar of the Tainis that is grounded in the nether, and the Tainis not grounded in the nether, so Mimele, when he has charote mikore, when he has remorse, even though he doesn't have charote and the fasting, he has charote and the fact that he chose to fast to nether. To nether. So Mimele, he will reduce this schar and yisab. It doesn't mean yivet schar and yisab altogether. He'll reduce the schar and yisab because then he'll only be able to have a kiyum mitzvah of times that you're only in there. So that's why, so the first question holds, as long as he will not negate the schar altogether, so maybe he's not getting out of the shavis. Second question says, no. Since he will reduce the schar to a minimum for the tonnes, so the mainly is the Alishanis. But as far as the nether of Tzedakah is concerned, or any nether of Idva Mitzvah, or a Minaktei, so then you can have Charote, Mikore, and you, even according to the second motion thereon, you will not be a Alishanis. You will not be a Alishanis. Zil Kiroch, Lichmisat Beisho, Uchidam Vino Nakil Edvayim, Posach Pitzchel in Afshin. In other words, he rejects. You see, the Rambam was also aware of such a shiva's Rishonim that the Rashba mentions. So he says, Lurchi Atrafsriel Atzmi. Do Kanu Yachut Vori, who in the Michu? Elo Shemotze Pesach, Shoy Yochel Yisim. I mean, he said the same thing to the Rashi. Kol Shi Tiferes Li Sel, Shehi Mitzad Atzmon Mishubachas, Atzmi Tiferes Li Odom Ayisei Yiso, Vitiferes Li Min Odom, Shehakil Mikalsi Neisim. Viho, Rotach Ad Nachman, ששקלים עלו נתרתי על דעשי יחס רב נחמן שלא תהי דרך לשור השאח את זה וחי גבלו למיקרה נילך ושכיח בלי אותך גבלו רבי כרב נחמן על מי שנודע נדע חוזר כל כך עדיין תדכל הנמי why did he say ושכיח בלי אותך גבלו רבי כרב נחמן why does he emphasize the גבלו רבי element as far as losing temper is concerned So it's shriach by everyone. So why does the Ram mention? Why does he emphasize the shriach the liotar gavre rabbi kiram nachman? So the pshat is very simple. Here, Rebbe says, "Izeu derech yishor shiyovel leodom kol shi tiferes liyisel b'tiferes leodom." So what does it mean? Tiferes leodom. The divide, the lifestyle, is that which allows us. The satisfaction and the approval of the people, well, it would be pretty bad if that would be the criterion for deciding what is the right lifestyle. So if you take a poll to find out what is the proper lifestyle, so it will probably be the kind of lifestyle that is repugnant to the whole Torah from the beginning to the end. So Rebbe says, Izeu derech yishor shiyov leodom kol shi tiferes li yiseo vitiferes loy min ho odom. He doesn't say vitiferes loy min odom. Tiferes loy min ho odom. Something that is approved by whom? By the ho odom. The outstanding person, the gavre rabbe, like Rav Nachman. Not the tiferes loy min odom. Whatever the people of the street will approve. But tiferes loy min odom. The outstanding person, like Rav Nachman. So this is why the Ram says, "Shalutehei derech yishoro she'achis isay." V'chai gam lo mikra neila v'shriya v'lirta gavre rabbe ki Rav Nachman al mi shenoda nede chozak kol kach adayte v'chol hanem. Why I think it's too much time. So, yes. No, from the Ramshiki is definitely. You don't. That's right. From this one, from other ones, the Ramshiki is that you don't. No, not how do you call it? Doesn't mean, of course, he has to be shady,
Yeah,
but not.